In our study, we were specifically looking at something called a fatigue crack. We were looking at steel fatigue cracks.
Mark McGuire is a professor in civil and environmental engineering at Utah State University.
Steel, when it undergoes cyclic loading from trucks or wind or sometimes thermal changes, it can develop cracks. Furthermore, cracks that we're looking for are about the width of a human hair and maybe 7 millimeters long. Very small. They're difficult for even a human to find.
McGuire and his colleagues are asking the question, can a drone perform a bridge inspection up to the level of a human? They want to see if UAS, unmanned aerial systems, or commonly known as a drone, can identify these kinds of steel cracks. But using an unmanned aerial system has its own challenges, like differences in light flying underneath and around the bridge.
The camera needs to have exposure control, because it's a low-light environment. And not only is it a low-light environment, it's a highly variable light environment. So if you're flying through and the sun's on one side, let's say it's low in the sky on the opposite side of the bridge, you could have a huge amount of light coming in from under the girders. And you're like, if you're on the border between the girders, it'll wash everything out. And so you need to be able to adjust for situations like that, as well as low-light situations.
McGuire and his colleagues have been using unmanned aerial systems on bridges with known cracks to better understand the difficulties of using the devices in situations with low GPS signaling, low-light environments, and windy conditions. By better understanding these challenges, future research can focus on solving these problems. Even though drones have become more prominent in common culture, according to McGuire, human bridge inspections are still the best option today.
I would not say it was as good as a human inspection. It definitely wasn't, and we would absolutely never be able to replace humans. Never is a strong word, but very unlikely that we would be able to replace a human inspection.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.